Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Michael. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today?
Yes, I got a notice in the mail. I got two different ones actually. The notice of determination, and it says that the last employer must be furnished a notice of your claim. You have failed to furnish the correct name and or mailing address of your employer. And I remember last time that happened, because it had been like 4 weeks and I hadn't heard anything. I need to pick up for Curry Slay 42096, and they told me that it was the wrong address. I put Express Employment, and they said it was something else. So she fixed it. So I'm just wondering if that's what it is, but it also says something about Program Alabama Training. So I just need to know, I was trying to reopen a claim, but I think I submitted a new claim instead because I got another notice saying additional information is needed before determination can be made. It says verification of earnings. I just tried to refill it today because the last time when I checked on my insurance, they said that it needs to be filled on the day that I last picked it up. So I had to wait until the 13th.
Okay, let me try and run it again.
Okay, I just literally tried to refill it. I'm sorry, sir.
You're good. You're good.
So I was wondering if I needed to reopen the claim, or I'm confused of which one I need to. Hello.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Have you all right? Can I get your social security number to check the status of your last claim?
My social?
Yes, ma'am.
420-453-369.
All right. The status of your last claim is exhausted, which means you won't be able to receive any more money from your last claim. So yes, you will have to file for a new claim. And yes, I can file on the phone with you as we are talking right now. I'm going to ask questions and everything. And there's
okay.
Also,
I'm sorry, I couldn't really understand you. So I'd have to open a new claim. So I did that, and they sent me two papers that I needed to send my verification of earnings. And then the other one was notice of determination.
All right. So have you sent in everything that they asked?
I have not yet. I was going to get that all together and fax it and mail it tomorrow. But it says you may furnish this information and reopen your claim by telephoning this number.
All right. So they are telling you to reopen your claim then. So would you like to reopen your claim today?
Yes.
All right. Let's go ahead. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
All right. Would you like to receive your payment through direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Is this going to be a checking or savings account?
Checking.
Can I get your routing number?
Yes, it is. So I'm just curious. You said that it couldn't be reopened, but it told me on this letter to. So I'm just making sure, what am I doing here?
No,
so once
I'm
just reopen the claim, then I send in all the information?
Yes, ma'am, you can just do that.
Sorry?
I said, yes, you can just do that, because I'm going to reopen the claim with you right now, and you can just send in everything they ask for tomorrow.
Okay. My routing number is 256-074-974.
And your account number?
713-439-4472.
Can I get your mailing address?
4442 Bruce Avenue. That's S as in Sam, P as in Paul, R as in Romeo, U as in Umbrella, C as in Cat, E as in Elephant.
I'll jump on your insurance box, so we're going to have to call them when they open. Because it's saying retail 6 a.m. even though it's not, yeah. But
that's fine. I'll just pick up the other. That's what I want. The
yeah, it's $1. What's that address?
4442 Bruce Avenue.
And can I get your email address?
It's Curry, C-U-R-R-I-E, S-L-A-Y, 24@gmail.com. So it's my first name, last name, 24@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 104 Lane Street, 1111 2nd Street, 3066 County Highway 42, 4016 County Road 15, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Abbotsville, Huntsville, Mobile, Auburn, or none of the above?
Mobile.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 16875
yes,
Celeste
that
Road.
16875 Celeste Road.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in other states within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
For the last 2 months, yes. I started late January, but it's not, it's like a 1099. I don't, it's
so
like under the table.
Has it been outside Alabama?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Have I what?
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Have I worked for the what?
For the federal government as a civilian.
Oh, no.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
And when was the last day that you worked?
It was the 6th of February. But it's
since,
not a full-time, it's only temporary.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently attending school or training?
I'm trying to get my GED, but it's not really school. So.
Are you available for full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a worker's compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Did you obtain work through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a date to return to work?
No. No, it's just my last employer, Express, that was the one I was wanting to reopen. No, they laid off and they gave other job opportunities, but they were out of town and I can't work out of town. So I told them when there was one local to call me, but I haven't heard back from them. And this temporary job, it's only maybe 2 days out of the week. So it's not enough, you know, to really move on.
Can I get a company name that you worked for last?
It is Eastern Shore Foot Center.
You say April? April? Or April? Like
East,
a month?
Eastern Shore Foot Center.
East and Short Center.
No, Eastern.
Oh, Eastern? Mm-hmm.
Shore.
Sure. Mm-hmm. S-H-O-R-E, right?
Yes. Foot Center.
Village Center.
Foot, as in your foot.
Oh, your foot. Oh, F-O-O-T. Center, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Oh, here we go right here. All right. Good is right here. Can I get your phone number?
251-303-0093.
Do you have the phone number for Eastern Shore Food Center?
Yes, 251-626-5065.
What did you remember the date you started working with them?
January.
Like the first?
Yes.
And you said your last day was February 6th, right?
Well, that was the last day. Like I said, it's only about 2 days out of the week.
Yes.
The doctor's been sick.
Mm-hmm. What about the city and the state name that you worked in?
Daphne, Alabama.
Did you receive a vacation pay?
No.
A sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
And what's the reason why you're no longer working with them?
It was only temporary. It was a temp job.
Okay. All right. Can you get like a pen and paper for your PIN number?
Yes, hold on. This is my PIN number for what?
For your, like, your weekly certification.
Okay, what is it?
Your PIN number is 6996. Alright, so 6996 is your PIN number. So this is going to be a closing statement. It takes 2 to 3 weeks for your claim to be processed, but you must begin to meet unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you to work with the Alabama Career Center system. A Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. Also, unemployment claims uses calendar weeks that begins on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification every week in order to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to file every week could result in a loss of benefits. If you decide to file on the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you decide to file on the phone number is 800-752-7389. 800-752-7389. Your Weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not Saturday. Make your first certification either by the telephone or the internet next week. So do you have any question or anything, Mrs. Curry?
Okay, when will I know a decision?
On your claim? 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes.
It takes 2 to 3 weeks for the claim to be processed.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. So, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I hope you have a good day, ma'am.
Thank you, too.
Yeah.